This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. The job market is quickly unraveling as the coronavirus pandemic continues hammering the economy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In just the past 3 weeks, roughly 1 in 10 American workers have lost their jobs. 6.6 million people filed for jobless benefits last week, for a total of 16.6 in 3 weeks. It's the biggest and fastest string of job losses going back to 1948. And economists say more than 20 million people may lose jobs this month as revenue-starved businesses continue layoffs. Many small businesses trying to stay alive say they're still waiting to see the money promised by the federal government's $350 billion relief program, aid designed in part to help them keep workers on the payroll. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday failed to pass an additional $250 billion of aid intended to help small businesses cope with the economic toll of the coronavirus pandemic. Democrats objected to a Republican measure for $250 billion to beef up emergency loans to small businesses, saying that they would back the bill only if it was coupled to a similar amount for hospitals, local governments, and food assistance. Ben Cardin is a Democratic senator from the state of Maryland.
We got to protect small businesses to protect their payroll, and that's what our plans do.
Mitch McConnell is the Republican Senate Majority Leader.
It means this job-saving program is attractive to small business. Employers can access it. But it also means we need more funding, and we need it fast.
Congress has already allocated more than $2.3 trillion in three waves of legislation aimed at cushioning the economic hit of the pandemic. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Thursday left intensive care, where he had spent the three previous days for treatment against coronavirus. His Downing Street office said the Prime Minister was moved from intensive care back to the ward, where he will receive close monitoring during the early phase of his recovery. Meanwhile, Britons are getting ready for the possibility of several more weeks in lockdown. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Johnson's stand-in, Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab, will chair a meeting of the government's Cobra Crisis Committee to discuss whether to extend a three-week lockdown that is due to end on Monday. There is little prospect of the government's stay-home order and business closures being lifted. Restrictions could be strengthened spaces over what is forecast to be a warm, sunny Easter weekend. Karen Chalmers, London.
France's competition authority ruled on Thursday that Google must pay French publishing companies and news agencies for reusing their content. As Emer McCarthy reports, it applies to such things as snippets from articles in the search engine's results.
The ruling applies to snippets from news reports that would appear in search results. The tech giant announced last year that they would stop doing so for French users to comply with a new European copyright law. The competition authority said in a statement that, quote, Google's practices caused a serious and immediate harm to the press sector. The tech giant said it would comply with the verdict, which followed a complaint by unions representing French press publishers.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. This is the holiest week for Christians, and a major Jewish holiday is underway, but celebrants are having to adjust their traditions in the age of a pandemic and social distancing. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Here's the story of a lovely Seder.
At Temple Emmanuel in Beverly Hills, they're having fun with the online Seder concept, converting the Brady Bunch theme song for the Passover holiday. In Northern Virginia, Rebecca Waxman hosted a celebration via Zoom with more than 20 guests on the call.
Everyone's going to bring their own chair, bring their own matzah.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says it can't be like years past because of the virus threat.
I cannot say this strongly enough. We cannot gather together.
And President Trump lamented an Easter Sunday where church pews will be empty, but
we're going to have many Easters together in churches in the future.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.